Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Wiest and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Thank you for joining my wife and I. Today, we are going to share with you what Jesus told me about witnessing. Now, one of the things Jesus said to me during the vision he gave me about hell was, "My people make excuses why they don't witness. They say, I didn't feel led. They fear man rather than God." Now, of course, we all need to be led by the Holy Spirit. However, many times we use that as an excuse to refrain from sharing the way of salvation with others. We fear people rather than God.
And Bill, what does it mean to fear God rather than people?
Well, Jesus told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Now, this is a command to every believer. So to fear God means we obey Him, as Deuteronomy 6 and Deuteronomy 17 state. In Acts 5:29, Peter said, "We ought to obey God rather than men." We should obey Him and not fear what man will think about the gospel or what their response will be. We are to trust God and share with them the good news of salvation. Also, anything God commands us to do is not a burden. Remember, His yoke is easy and His burden is light. He gives us the grace to do it.
And now that doesn't mean we go out and we quit our jobs and go to some foreign land. What it does mean is that we all have a sphere of influence, and we should watch for opportunities to share the way of salvation with others in our own sphere.
That's right. You know, the best way to share Christ is by our life example. You know, it speaks volumes. The world observes how we live. For instance, do we forgive others who are mean to us? Do we show kindness to those who speak evil of us? Or do we participate in dirty jokes or bad language? Do we work with excellence and show up on time? Or do we speak evil of others? Do we complain? Or do we help others? And these are all different things that the world notices. You know, if we are a good example, then when we share about the goodness of the Lord, they will be much more receptive to hear what we have to say. We don't have to know a lot of scripture. It can simply be what God has done for us that we can share. You know, we can offer to pray for someone who is going through a tough time. You know, showing we care is essential as it softens a person's heart to be open to hearing about the Lord. Now, a few verses is all that's really needed also.
Yeah, that's really good points, Bill. You know, if we share, you know, about what Jesus did for each of us when He died on the cross, the power to convict them is in the sharing or the preaching of the cross.
Right.
We don't have to be concerned if we are, you know, great at sharing. It is not about our ability, but more about the power that resides in God's word.
Right.
You know, 1 Corinthians 1:18 says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved the power of God." And Romans 1:16 reinforces this as well. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth."
That's right. So the cross is the power. Now we all should be filled with the Spirit, as the Holy Spirit is the power of God working in us. You know, Acts 1:8 says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me." So if someone doesn't receive what you have to say, then do not be offended. Many didn't receive the words of Jesus either, but do as the scripture says.
Yes, Luke 10:11 says, "But whatever city you enter, and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, the very dust of your city which clings to us, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near to you." So really what Jesus was telling them in today's terms, just simply move on to the next person that the Holy Spirit directs you to.
Right.
And Paul and Barnabas did just that. In Acts 13:51, it says, "But the Jews stirred up the devout and prominent women and the chief men of the city, raised up persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them from their region. But they shook off the dust from their feet against them and came to Iconium.
That's right. So we're just the delivery boy. You know, we just deliver the message. If they don't receive it, that's on them.
Yeah, we're not the Savior.
That's right. Now, we have been given the privilege to share God's holy word and plan of salvation. We should value that opportunity and take advantage while we are still alive. You know, 1 Thessalonians 2:4 says, "But as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God who tests our hearts." You know, we are also rewarded for our witness in heaven. We get rewards in heaven for us witnessing. 1 Thessalonians 2:19 says, "For what is it we live for that gives us hope and joy and is our proud reward and crown? It is you. Yes, you will bring us much joy as we stand together before our Lord Jesus Christ when he comes back again. For you are our trophy and joy."
Oh, that's a beautiful verse.
Yes.
You know, and also, Bill, the Believer's Bible Commentary, page 29 says, quote, "He had pointed them to Christ." And this is about that verse in 1 Thessalonians 2:19. It says, "He had pointed them to Christ. They were his hope of reward at the judgment seat of Christ. His reward was spiritual sons and daughters."
That's right.
And we all know that's the only thing we can take to heaven is people. And Philippians 4:1 says, "My brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown." 1 Peter 5:4 also states, "Ye shall receive a crown of glory."
That's right, for witnessing, sharing, and preaching the gospel. You know, John 4:35 says, "Look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest. And he that reapeth receive wages, and gathers fruit unto life eternal, that both he that shows soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together."
That's great. Yeah, we don't all, bring the person to the Lord, but we all can plant seeds.
Right.
Right.
And we receive wages. You know, that's amazing. We get wages.
We get
and
paid
rewards
for that. Isn't that amazing? In heaven for eternity. That's an amazing thought.
It is.
And 1 Corinthians 3:8 says that now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. And of course, Matthew 6:20 also says, "But lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven."
That's right. So it's a treasure when you can lead someone to the Lord. You know, it makes me think of a couple stories. There was a lady came to us at the book table, and she said, "Bill, I read your book, and I got saved. And that same day, I went out to my neighbor, and I thought, I'm going to go talk to my neighbor." And she witnessed to her neighbor, and then she ended up leading her neighbor to the Lord. Now, she's a one-day-old Christian. Well, anyway, the very next day, her neighbor was in a car accident and died. Now, the point was, it's a good thing she went, and she had this urgency in her spirit to go and witness. But here's a one-day-old Christian, didn't know much at all, but just her enthusiasm led her to go speak to her neighbor. And that lady now that died is in heaven because of her unction to go. So see, as Christians, you don't have to know much. Just your enthusiasm is worth more than your knowledge. You know, another situation, we were on a plane coming back from a trip, my wife and I here. And, you know, this time I was so tired, I just did not want to share. And you know, usually we end up sharing or talking to the person sitting next to you. And there was a seat next to me that was vacant on the aisle. And suddenly this lady changes seats. She's on the exact opposite seat on the aisle. And she changes and she goes, "I don't know why I'm changing. I've got the same exact seat on the other side." I thought to myself, "Well, I know why you're changing." You know, so we struck up a conversation. Turns out she was in real estate. And so we talked a lot about real estate for about an hour. And then she asked me, "What do I do?" So I said, "Well, I was in real estate, but now I'm traveling, speaking, and teaching the Bible." And she goes, "Oh, tell me about that." So I started telling her a little bit. And I said, "Listen, we're flying right now to Orange County, and we're going to be speaking at a church this weekend. Why don't you come?" She goes, "I will. I live right in Orange County, so I'll be there." Well, she ended up coming and bringing two of her friends, and they all got saved. Now, my point is, the Lord knew that I was willing to witness because I said a long time ago, "Lord, I'm available anytime you use me." Now, even though I was exhausted, I didn't feel like it at all. God knew that I would. So he had that lady change her seat. But now, see, that was an eternal reward for me. Plus, she'll be in heaven and her two friends. So that's how good God is. And we have to watch for those opportunities and receive the reward.
And God will orchestrate things like that. That is a supernatural orchestration.
That's right.
You know, truly, right in front of us, just sitting on the plane, minding your own business,
right.
You know?
There's many other examples we could give, but just to move on. You know, I just want to give you, here's 12 great verses to learn that will answer some of the questions a non-believer will ask. And you don't have to know them all, but these 12 covers a lot of it.
So now what are these verses for, Bill, again?
They will answer a lot of the questions a non-believer may ask. And so having an answer with the scripture always helps. You know, like say John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." So he said he was the only way. So that's an answer if somebody said, is there more than one way?
That's
no,
good.
There's only one. So here's some of the verses. John 14:6, of course, Acts 4:12, John 6:40, 1 Timothy 1:15, John 3:36, Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23, Titus 3:5, Matthew 25:46, Matthew 13:49, Revelation 20:15, and Romans 5:8. Those 12 really encompass a lot, and they're great ones to memorize. So I encourage people to do that.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. That's great. You know, Matthew 9:37 says, "For the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few." And I know, I think each of us, I don't know if anyone else falls into this, but I know at times for myself, I get very focused on, okay, I've got to run these errands. I've got to get this done by this time. I got to get back. And sometimes it's out of our selfishness, you know, where I'm too focused on things I have to do to just slow down a bit. And while I'm out, maybe I'm at the store or talking with the hairdresser, slow down enough to be observant, you know, like, Lord, right. Are you opening up an opportunity here, and not miss those? So I think we all have to watch for that about ourselves. I know I do at
yes.
times. So,
well, that's a good point to bring out. I think most people deal with that.
Yeah,
we're
we can just
busy.
Be busy in our life and then, hey, forget, wait, this is the more important thing.
Right, exactly.
So just want to encourage each of us, let's start our each day with a willing and a joyful heart, asking Father God to direct us and give us his words and wisdom to impact someone for eternity.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.org.